From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. More than a year and a half after the tragedy in Parkland, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission is still putting together recommendations to increase school security. Its first report in January influenced state law on new emergency protocols in schools. WLRN intern Sophia Kai reports on what the commission's next report is looking to address.
Over 2 days, commissioners heard from leaders in law enforcement and public schools. They've been gathering more information for their second part of recommendations. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri chairs the commission.
You know, again, my thought on where we go is there's so much that's been done, there's so much that's in progress, that we focus on a report, and then we pick a time, and then we meet again.
He says the second report could address several topics, such as how families are notified after a mass casualty, and how state agencies share data. Gualtieri also suggested the commission will take a stance on controversial monthly active shooter drills.
There are divergent views, and I do suggest that this commission should take some action on it and either support the status quo of the monthly drills or to modify that. But I think people are looking to us for a recommendation, and we would be remiss if we didn't address that issue.
The commission plans to review a draft of its second report at its meeting in October. I'm Sophia Kai in Sunrise.
The FBI, the Palm Beach County School District, and various police agencies are investigating a series of threats phoned into at least five high schools yesterday that led to lockdowns at all of them. Police said all the threats were non-credible and no students or faculty were ever in danger. A code yellow lockdown means no one can enter or leave a campus. Well, the town of Palm Beach Shores is considering merging its police force with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. According to the Palm Beach Post, the move could save the town hundreds of thousands of dollars. About 1,300 people live in Palm Beach Shores. It's located on the southern tip of Singer Island. City commissioners are expected to vote on the measure next Monday. If approved, it would be the second municipality to merge its police force with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.